Baobab fruit porridge, tree roots, and related wild pickings are currently saving the lives of people in Masvingo province, where the current dry spell has reduced fields into dust piles. Pastures have dried up, with the caked topsoil a clear indication that there are no adequate rains to sustain millions of people and livestock. State and independent estimates have put the number of dead livestock at about 5,000 since December 2015. The dry spell appears to be fueled by the El Nino weather phenomenon that has brought a lot of heat in the region, widely known for producing top-grade sugarcane, ethanol, and other related products. Although all the dry spell is visible, and government is said to resettle over 20,000 people who were displaced by floods near Tokwe Mkosi Dam 2 years ago, there is a lot happening in Masvingo province, with a population of about 1.5 million, half of them being threatened by the dry spell. Meetings are being held behind closed doors, where some top ZANU-PF officials are planning to throw a birthday party for President Mugabe, who turns 92 on February 21st. This has drawn the ire of local people, who say ZANU-PF leaders are cold-hearted as they will be holding an event that is said to cost about 800,000. For most locals, all this money should be channeled towards buying food for hungry villagers and the saving of dying livestock, which are the mainstay of indigenous people. A family of six in an urban setup needs approximately $500 per month to buy basic commodities like bread, sugar, cooking oil, mealie meal, beans, and to pay for electricity and other related necessities. One of the irate local inhabitants is Prosper Tiringindi, who says President Mugabe's ruling party appears to have lost its bearings, literally, by planning to hold a lavish birthday party for the country's leader when villagers can hardly have a decent meal per day.
To me, it doesn't make sense, because if I look right now, the current situation that we have in Zimbabwe, actually, we are facing a series of drought. Actually, I think the president must do something with that money. They must buy maize from outside of the country and feed the Zimbabweans rather than to enjoy any day. Yes, of course, we can celebrate flamboyant birthday, but actually the citizens are suffering. My point, I think president must do something with that money.
Other villagers echoed the same sentiments, adding that the president is allegedly surrounded by people who only want to get political mileage instead of taking care of the needs of hungry people. Another local villager, Mugove Makonesi, says the lavish birthday is not a new thing, as the president has been doing this for almost 3 decades.
Mugabe is well known the world over for being a very insensitive leader. This is the time that they should be mobilizing resources to save the lives of the people of Zimbabwe, and particularly the people of Masvingo province, who are perennially hunger and drought ravaged. This insensitivity is nothing surprising. But one of the reasons maybe why he's so insensitive is because there are so many gatekeepers around him. Probably he's being given the wrong impression. Because if my experience of going out in the rural areas is anything to go by, there is terrible, terrible hunger out there. And I find it to be extremely in bad taste for a president to spend that much for a useless function like his. Here is a whole president who is celebrating the twilight of his life at the expense of those young people in the province who are dying of hunger, and at the expense of those young people who are unemployed, who are jobless.
Villagers say the ruling party, which has been in power for more than 35 years, should dump the birthday bash and start looking into the needs of all communities. Pilani Moyo, a Mwenezi district villager who is into cattle farming, says President Mugabe and his party should use the funds raised for the birthday party to buy fodder for millions of livestock which can't access water and pastures as a result of the current dry spell.
It is very painful to hear that the president of this nation is hosting a birthday bash for 800,000 whilst our cattle are starving, dying each and every day. We had asked for assistance from the government to stock our cattle and to buy cattle feed, but till today there is no response. We are very, very sad that our government is using a lot of money for just one day for a bash, for one person to enjoy, whilst our families are suffering and our cattle are dying.
But ZANU-PF Birthday Party Organizing Committee member JP Jabun has strongly defended plans for throwing a lavish birthday party for the president, saying Mr. Mugabe deserves to be honored in such a big way. Jabunu, who is the ZANU-PF Member of Parliament for Birgitta South, says preparations for the bash are at an advanced stage. This is not going down well with Zimbabwe's opposition parties. Murangano Chanyao, regional chairperson of the Movement for Democratic Change, MDC, led by Morgan Tsvangirai, believes that ZANU-PF has misplaced priorities.
As much as Eben MDCT, we really condemn that bash with the conduct that it deserves, because it really shows that the ruling party, ZANU-PF, has no people at heart. How can they afford to have that bash when over 500,000 people are facing starvation? In fact, they are misdirecting their priorities. Rather than holding that bash, it would be rather better to channel those funds to the starving people in Masvingo province.
This is not the first time that people in Zimbabwe have been grumbling over the splashing of huge amounts of money for hosting the president and the first family's birthday gigs. Last year, Zimbabweans were infuriated when at least 3 million was spent for a lavish 50th birthday party for Mr. Mugabe's wife, Grace. Reporting in Masvingo for Studio 7, this is Gandhi Maramba.